Thank you for calling Maryland Plastics. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now. For a company directory, dial *2. For consumer product sales,
please enter the first four letters of the party's name. To enter queue, press 7. No subscribers were found matching the name entered. Transferring call. Please hold.
Good afternoon, Maryland Plastics. How may I help you?
Hey, is Len in by chance?
Len who?
I don't have a last name here. Is he the controller there? I'm just trying to follow.
Hold on for him.
Thank you. What are you asking?
Len Crawford, can I help you?
Hey, Len, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Oh, fine, thank you, sir.
Good. I just wanted to circle back with you here. We were in touch, looks like almost like late August time. We had extended a finance offer there to the business. You said
right.
You were good at the moment. You said you usually look around October, November time. You might have some projects coming up. I was just
right.
trying to touch base to see if there was anything in the pipeline since we last spoke.
Oh, okay. I appreciate the call. No, we don't really have anything going on. And as a matter of course, with preparing a budget for the new year,
mm-hmm.
I get input from our company president and some of his other staff on those kind of needs.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing has really come out this particular quarter.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we don't really have anything right now. A lot of our needs in that area, what generates those kind of needs are the machinery, the equipment that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, it's as needed basis when a particular piece of equipment. Valves breaks down, beyond repair, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
But for the time being, we've been pretty fortunate in that area.
Okay.
So for right now, we're good. Don't really have anything even in the planning stages yet.
Oh, yeah. I definitely understand, especially if it's on an as needed. It's definitely something that'll probably just arise when it does come up. How often would you say throughout the year, you know, you do have equipment that does need upgrading, or it's just time to bring on a whole new piece there?
Oh, well, it's hard. We've replaced some of our stuff. Some of it has some age on it. And we've been fortunate with that. But we look about like every quarter.
Okay.
We kind of assess things and say, well, you know, how's this going to work, or is this going to continue to produce for us, that kind of thing.
I see.
Yeah, so it'll be probably, at this point now, probably around, let's see, our first quarter is October, November, December. So probably we'll be looking again late January, early February, anything.
Mm. I see. Is that when your guys' your fiscal year is up as well?
Well, our fiscal year runs September to October. I mean, it ends in September, so it's October to September.
So, okay.
Yeah, so our first quarter would be October, November, December. Second quarter would start in January. So it would probably mid to late January we would have some idea.
I see. I mean, have you guys ever taken advantage of, like, Section 179 there in the past, as far as, you know, the equipment that you look to bring on just for tax purposes as a write-off?
Oh, yeah, we have in the past.
Uh-huh.
I've been here, or at least I haven't been involved in it since I've been here, and I've been here about 8 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they have before, because I've seen the documentation of it.
Mm-hmm.
But not not in, you know, just in the recent past. So that's pretty much where we stand right now.
I gotcha. And, you know, with this equipment there, I mean, I know you guys are, is it injection plastic molding that you guys do? What specifically is it you guys do?
That's it, injection molding.
Okay. Yeah, I actually did a huge, it was a marketing campaign for a company out here that did that in San Diego, and some of that equipment I know can be multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars there. How are you guys purchasing that in the past? I mean, did you guys go straight to the vendor? Was there a local bank you'd have finance it?
Well, for the most part, and like I said, again, this is based on my history here. For the most part, we've dealt with our bank.
Is that Heister Yale? Do you know?
It's actually we deal through with PNC Bank.
Okay, PNC. Okay, and they've been able to kind of accommodate those situations when they do come up.
Right.
Okay.
Existing line of credit we have with them.
I see. You know, you guys were pre-approved with us for both equipment and working capital. Looks like for right around $250,000. Especially on the equipment side, it's kind of been our bread and butter here for a little over 14 years now. Have you guys ever shopped around anywhere else just to see what kind of other approvals or offers you could get there on the equipment, or have you just been pretty loyal to PNC just because of that existing relationship?
It's mostly been done by company president and his senior staff, and for the most part they've gone with that bank.
You know, we're definitely not trying to step on any toes there. We're more of a secondary source of funding there. Just kind of allows you to take advantage of an opportunity there. If you have like a small window, we're usually able to get you an approval and funded in right around 48 to 72 hours. I know a lot of banks there kind of move a little bit slower. They want all the ducks to line up in a line. Did you know what the line of credit amount was with PNC? Because, I mean, if you guys are utilizing over 50% there, you know, it could affect credit there. A lot of companies try to avoid doing that. Do you guys have like a...
I don't have that information available right now, but it's always, let me put it this way, I know that it's always been within the within our needs. It's always been out there to be within whatever we needed at the moment. It's always, when it did, it was always within that same kind of category you were talking about. $100,000 to $200,000.
Okay. That makes sense there. I know a lot of companies there tend to lease it just because of how much the equipment is. Do you guys lease as well, or do you own all of your equipment?
Oh, no. All our machinery, all that machinery, we finance. As far as leasing, the only leasing we generally do is for smaller things like forklifts and maybe some of the vehicles.
I see. More project based than the business itself.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it's definitely something we might be able to visit with you down the road. If you wanted to maybe back that line of credit up with some capital there, or maybe if you had a piece of equipment there, you didn't want to have to dip so much into that line of credit and affect your credit score. It's always something that we can have available there to you. I have the email down, the lcrawford@mdplasticsinc.com. Is that still the best email there for you, Len?
Yeah, that's the only one for me, yeah.
Okay, what I'll do here is shoot you the updated version of what we had sent out with my contact information. And like I said, an opportunity does present itself, or if you guys just want to get a little bit more familiar with our programs, don't hesitate to reach out.
Absolutely.
All right, Len. It was good touching base with you. We'll be in touch.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Bye.